Most Americans think climate change will kill and displace large numbers of people in the U.S. in the next 30 years. That's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports those fears are backed up by science.
Pew surveyed nearly 9,000 adults across the country and found the majority of Americans say climate change is already harming people and expect it to get worse in the future. Alec Tyson helped lead the survey.
61% say they think heat waves will cause large numbers of people to die in the U.S. every year. And 58% think rising sea levels will force large numbers of people in the U.S. to move away from the coast. So these attitudes paint a picture of majorities of Americans see some fairly severe impact.
That's exactly what climate scientists warn will happen. Sea level rise is accelerating and deadly heat waves are only getting more common. But despite overall public concern, people seem less worried about how climate change will affect their own communities.
So when we ask folks about their own community, 41% think climate change will make their area a worse place to live over the next 30 years. But just as many, 41%, say that they don't think it'll make much difference.
So it's clear to Americans that climate change poses a serious threat to the U.S., but that threat doesn't necessarily feel local and immediate, the results suggest. That trend also showed up in responses about which parts of the U.S. are most at risk from climate change. Most Americans say the Southwest, Southern California, and coastal Florida will all be worse places to live in 30 years. But those are some of the fastest-growing parts of the country. The survey also asked people how they feel when they think about climate change.
One of the most widely held sentiments is feeling sad about what's happening to the Earth. 70% say this.
Americans also feel anxious and frustrated about the lack of political agreement. About half of Americans say they feel motivated to address climate change. But while the majority think individual Americans have some role to play in tackling global warming, most of those surveyed said that the energy industry and other large businesses have a lot of power in that arena, says Tyson.
The energy industry and large businesses and corporations, they can do a lot to reduce the effects of climate change.
About half of Americans think that the federal government can do a lot to address climate change as well, but only a quarter think that the U.S. and other countries will do enough. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Most Americans think climate change will kill and displace large numbers of people in the U.S. in the next 30 years. That's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports those fears are backed up by science.
Pew surveyed nearly 9,000 adults across the country and found the majority of Americans say climate change is already harming people and expect it to get worse in the future. Alec Tyson helped lead the survey.
61% say they think heat waves will cause large numbers of people to die in the U.S. every year. And 58% think rising sea levels will force large numbers of people in the U.S. to move away from the coast. So these attitudes paint a picture of majorities of Americans see some fairly severe impact.
That's exactly what climate scientists warn will happen. Sea level rise is accelerating and deadly heat waves are only getting more common. But despite overall public concern, people seem less worried about how climate change will affect their own communities.
So when we ask folks about their own community, 41% think climate change will make their area a worse place to live over the next 30 years. But just as many, 41%, say that they don't think it'll make much difference.
So it's clear to Americans that climate change poses a serious threat to the U.S., But that threat doesn't necessarily feel local and immediate, the results suggest. That trend also showed up in responses about which parts of the U.S. are most at risk from climate change. Most Americans say the Southwest, Southern California, and coastal Florida will all be worse places to live in 30 years. But those are some of the fastest-growing parts of the country. The survey also asked people how they feel when they think about climate change.
One of the most widely held sentiments is feeling sad about what's happening to the Earth. 70% say this.
Americans also feel anxious and frustrated about the lack of political agreement. About half of Americans say they feel motivated to address climate change. But while the majority think individual Americans have some role to play in tackling global warming, most of those surveyed said that the energy industry and other large businesses have a lot of power in that arena, says Tyson.
The energy industry and large businesses and corporations, they can do a lot to reduce the effects of climate change.
About half of Americans think that the federal government can do a lot to address climate change as well. But only a quarter think that the U.S. and other countries will do enough. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
It is unlikely that humans will limit global warming to the target set by the Paris Climate Agreement. That's according to a new study. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that doesn't mean all is lost.
The Paris Climate Agreement set a goal: limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius compared to temperatures in the late 1800s, and ideally allow no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. That 1.5 is not a magic number. It's an estimate of when some of the most catastrophic effects of climate change kick in, like mass extinctions, 10 feet of sea level rise, that kind of thing. But the new study confirms what other research has already suggested. It's unlikely that humans will limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Yuri Rohel of Imperial College London is one of the authors.
It is clear that high likelihood options for limiting warming to 1.5 degrees are gone. And they have been gone for a while, to be honest.
5 years ago, it was about 50-50 whether humans could hit the 1.5 degree goal if we cut greenhouse gases from tailpipes and smokestacks. But those emissions are still rising, just slower than they were before. Today, the study estimates we have about a 1 in 6 chance of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees. So, not likely, says Rohel, but not no chance.
It's most definitely not zero, and most definitely not unworthy of pursuit.
We should keep trying, he says, by cutting emissions as quickly as possible. But also, the findings suggest that we should be prepared to exceed 1.5 degrees of warming. That's probably what's going to happen, which is bad, but it's not literally the end of the world, because 1.5 degrees isn't like a cliff where we're doomed as soon as we step over the edge. Christopher Smith of the University of Leeds is another author of the new study.
If we are able to limit warming to 1.6 degrees, or 1.65 degrees, or 1.7 degrees, that's a lot better than 2 degrees. We still need to fight for every tenth of a degree.
There are some signs of progress on that front. Renewable energy is growing rapidly, and global fossil fuel use could peak as soon as this year, according to a recent report. So even if 1.5 degrees is slipping away, 1.6 or 1.7 is still within our grasp. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
It is unlikely that humans will limit global warming to the target set by the Paris Climate Agreement. That's according to a new study. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that doesn't mean all is lost.
The Paris Climate Agreement set a goal: limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius compared to temperatures in the late 1800s, and ideally allow no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. That 1.5 is not a magic number. It's an estimate of when some of the most catastrophic effects of climate change kick in, like mass extinctions, 10 feet of sea level rise, that kind of thing. But the new study confirms what other research has already suggested. It's unlikely that humans will limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Yuri Rohel of Imperial College London is one of the authors.
It is clear that high likelihood options for limiting warming to 1.5 degrees are gone. And they have been gone for a while, to be honest.
5 years ago, it was about 50-50 whether humans could hit the 1.5 degree goal if we cut greenhouse gases from tailpipes and smokestacks. But those emissions are still rising, just slower than they were before. Today, the study estimates we have about a 1 in 6 chance of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees. So, not likely, says Rohel, but not no chance.
It's most definitely not zero, and most definitely not unworthy of pursuit.
We should keep trying, he says, by cutting emissions as quickly as possible. But also, the findings suggest that we should be prepared to exceed 1.5 degrees of warming. That's probably what's going to happen. Which is bad, but it's not literally the end of the world. Because 1.5 degrees isn't like a cliff where we're doomed as soon as we step over the edge. Christopher Smith of the University of Leeds is another author of the new study.
If we are able to limit warming to 1.6 degrees or 1.65 degrees or 1.7 degrees, that's a lot better than 2 degrees. We still need to fight for every tenth of a degree.
There are some signs of progress on that front. Renewable energy is growing rapidly, and global fossil fuel use could peak as soon as this year, according to a recent report. So even if 1.5 degrees is slipping away, 1.6 or 1.7 is still within our grasp. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.